A new insect threat has been found in Midwestern soybean fields. The soybean gall midge is increasing in severity and geography on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
What may look like a fungal pathogen on the base of your soybean plants may be something else entirely. An insect called the soybean gall midge is damaging and killing soybeans in a growing number of Midwestern fields. Erin Hodson is an extension entomology specialist at Iowa State University. She says it's extremely difficult to see the adults, which are flies, but you can find the larvae. They're on the inside of the soybean stem, generally 3 to 4 inches above the soil line.
So if you split a stem open, you're going to see the larvae feeding on the inside, and the smaller larvae are hard to see because they're clear, translucent. But as they mature, they darken up, and the older larvae, of course, are bigger, but they also turn orange, and they kind of look like a little mandarin orange slice.
Hodson says larvae feed from June through August with overlapping generations. They munch on tissue inside the stem, which restricts movement of water and nutrients to the upper part of the plant. The base becomes brittle and the plant falls over or breaks off. She also notes that damage and plant death is mostly found around the field edges.
And of course, that translates into yield loss. So I think when people are starting to think about harvest and, you know, they have all those jazzy yield-making map features now, if they happen to notice quite a bit of yield loss around the edges, that could be an indication that maybe they had midges and they didn't know it.
Not much is known yet about the insect's biology and life cycle or how to control it. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about the soybean gall midge at agriculture.com.